Monroe County is Lehigh Valley's neighbor and the center of the Poconos tourist and recreation region, but has become a coronavirus hot zone with how close it is to New York City, the nation's epicenter of COVID-19 infections. For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting. Lehigh Valley Public Radio is happy to host Maureen Madden, Pennsylvania State Representative of the 115th District, as she updates our listeners on her efforts to help Monroe County residents get through this pandemic. Welcome, Maureen.
Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure to be here.
How are you performing your legislative duties during this pandemic as far as remote voting, virtual town halls, and you mentioned live social media?
Right now, our focus is to keep our constituents as informed as possible with the latest up-to-date information. So my staff and I all work remotely. I actually am in my office in Coolma. I'm the only person in my office. Today was the first day that another worker came in and we're wearing masks and we're maintaining social distancing. But we're answering our phone calls and we're giving people information as it comes to us. And I'm spending a good deal of my time actually going out into the community and handing out lunches at the schools and delivering groceries to people who are shut in and don't even have transportation. And right now I am in session starting at 11 o'clock this morning. So we're caucusing with Microsoft Teams. We are remote voting, and we're making, you know, our voices heard through our whips, and we're going on, you know, as much as usual as we can. I can tell you right now that the legislature, members of the legislature, are trying to pass legislation to reopen business and looking essentially to override the governor's stay-at-home order. And so at any time, if we oppose this legislation, we could be called back to Harrisburg to vote physically. And I am prepared to do that because I think the governor has handled this pandemic responsibly, with the greatest concern for all of the people of the Commonwealth, and I'm really standing by his decisions during this.
How are Monroe County and state health officials working to combat the highest per capita infectious rate in Pennsylvania?
Well, we are working with all of our health partners, Lehigh Valley Pocono Hospital, St. Luke's Hospital. We participate in weekly calls with the United Way of Monroe County. They all have COVID-19 pages dedicated to all of the resources that we have. We're just constantly communicating and passing along all of the information that helps our constituents to our constituents. And really, information is the best way to combat this, that if people feel like, you know, we're seeing a decrease in the number of cases, and we are actually. I think last week we're seeing between 45 and 47 a day in Monroe County, and that has decreased by about 2 or 3 cases a day. And that's substantial if you continue to see a decrease over time. It will make, you know, my constituents feel better because we are the hotspot in Monroe County. Per capita, we have the highest number of cases in the state.
How are Monroe County health systems handling the influx of out-of-state hot zone patients?
Lehigh Valley Pocono has more beds than St. Luke's, which is a smaller hospital in Monroe County, and they, as of last week, they said they can still handle more patients. Lehigh Valley St. Luke's is getting a little close to their capacity, but they've set up a system of testing people. They both have tents outside of their hospitals, so they're screening people. They're conducting tests to determine whether or not people need to be admitted into the hospital, and so they're constantly adapting as the numbers change, and because this is an organic thing, it changes every single day. And they're doing the best they can to adapt to the changes and inform us and let us know what's going on all the time.
You mentioned a little bit before, but how are you involved in providing services to those in need in Monroe County your day to day?
We're always in touch with the local. I have a food pantry in the building in which my Coolma office is, and they are still handing out food on Thursdays and Fridays. We had over 225 people last week in 2 days. They're coming in cars, and volunteers are just dropping the groceries in the back of their cars. There's no contact. I'm assisting with that. I'm driving around in the community and meeting with people. I'm helping all of our partners deliver groceries, deliver diapers, deliver supplies. I'm helping to secure groceries for people and volunteers just any way I can out into the community. I think people feel better when they see their representative out there working and trying to alleviate some of the stress and some of the worry and some of the fear that they have. And really, that's the most important job I have right now, is just calming my constituents and letting them know that we're going to get through this.
What steps are you taking to ensure the CARES Act stimulus monies go to those who need, especially local businesses?
We are answering emails. We are sending people information. We have a weekly meeting with Congresswoman Susan Wild, all of the members of Monroe County and Lehigh Valley, and again, all of the stakeholders in the community. And she has a wonderful website that disseminates all of the information of all the federal legislation that has been passed. And so my staff and I have been carefully reading that and educating ourselves so that we best have answers. When people call and they're desperate, they don't want you to refer them to another site. They want you to be knowledgeable and my staff to be knowledgeable. And so that's what we're doing. We're doing the best we can to educate ourselves so that we can pass this information along to our small business owners.
Do you favor transparency in the publishing of a list of businesses that had applied and received waivers to operate as essential, and why?
Yes, absolutely. Because there's always a question of, is this open, is that open, why is this essential and this is not essential? It would be incredibly helpful to have that list published and for people to know why this business is considered essential but this business is not. And that way we can re-examine things. When we started this whole process, short-term Airbnbs were considered essential. And when we showed the governor that people were flocking from out of state to come and quarantine here and that realtors were advertising this as a corona-free environment to self-quarantine, the governor looked at the facts and decided that they short-term Airbnbs were not essential, and he placed a ban on them.
So your concerns with vacation rentals were addressed by Governor Wolf?
Oh, yes, they absolutely were.
Does the sign that was recently removed from the Route 80 New Jersey border reflect an undercurrent of sentiment in the area?
Yes, I saw that sign yesterday, and it should be removed.
I believe it has, but I didn't know if this was a larger feeling that you're hearing from constituents.
Well, certainly in the Poconos, constituents are scared and they're nervous, and they report to me every time they see a license plate from out of state on their street because they do know that the Airbnbs have been banned. And because New York is further along with the coronavirus than we are, people who come from New York to Pennsylvania, they're spreading the germs that are associated with being in the epicenter of the epidemic in New York to us, and then they're bringing our germs back home, and we're in different places in the timeline of this pandemic. And that's the thing that you hear Dr. Fauci and Dr. Levine talk about, is that this traveling across states is only infecting people more and in different stages of this pandemic.
I understand that some of your family are in law enforcement?
Both of my sons are, yes. They're both NYPD.
How are they working as first responders in this pandemic, and what stories do they share with you about working in that hot zone?
Many of the first responders are pleading for more PPE. There's not enough to go around, and that's a big concern, that they don't have the basic necessities they need to protect themselves. And then, of course, they're coming into contact with people who may be infected. And my son was driving around with a fellow officer for 2 days who tested positive. And so now he's concerned with bringing that home to his family who is quarantined. So it's a constant struggle. It's a constant worry. And, you know, we're just praying for everyone. We're just praying that everyone gets through this safely.
We value your hard work for your constituents, but as a resident and a neighbor, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I don't go anywhere besides my home and my office. I'm masked, I'm gloved. My husband goes to the supermarket if we need to pick something up. We have pretty much stocked ourselves so that we can stay home for a couple of weeks. And, you know, taking walks outside, I'm trying to maintain sanity throughout all of this, and we'll see how it goes.
Finally, what would you like to say to Lehigh Valley and Monroe County residents?
I would like to say to heed the advice of Governor Wolf and the Secretary of Health, Dr. Levine, that we are seeing that where people are taking states where they're taking the stay-at-home order seriously, that the pandemic is being controlled somewhat. And for the safety of all of us, we have to adhere to what the medical professionals tell us and what our legislators tell us, because I know for Governor Wolf, he is taking the advice very seriously of the medical experts, and that is what's guiding him through this pandemic, and that is what will make us all safe. So my best advice is to heed the warning seriously, know that we're going to get through to the other side of this, and just stay strong.
Thank you, State Representative Maureen Madden. Our neighbors in the Poconos and Monroe County recognize all that you do. WDIY appreciates your update during this trying time. For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting.